The Westminster government is to give the Northern Ireland executive an extra £1 billion to support the deal which restored power sharing at the weekend. A further £1 billion will be added to Stormont's budget as an automatic result of spending plans for the entire UK. But the North's finance minister has described the financial package as an act of bad faith. Let's speak to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. Morning, Tommy. When this deal was announced at the weekend, it had quite an extensive shopping list, but no details on how much money will be there. Now they know.
Yeah, there's something very, very significant going on. The British Treasury, I suppose they've got priorities in the north of England as well as elsewhere. The bargaining power of Northern Ireland's politicians, the fact that the Troubles has been cited as a reason for the special requirements of Northern Ireland over the years, that's beginning to lose some of its currency with the officials in the Treasury Department in Westminster and indeed with the Conservative government. On the other hand, Northern Ireland has got this capacity to see Westminster as the money tree. And I think really what's happening here is the Treasury is saying to the Northern Ireland's politicians, you've got to list your priorities, you've got to cut your cloth, and you cannot keep citing legacy and the history of the Troubles as the source of indefinite demands with no bottom lines, that you've got to start making priorities. So I suppose they're placing some of the pressure back on the politicians and they're saying, you've got to carry out some of the reforms in your society. We'll fund you to a certain extent, but it's not a blank check. I think that's what's going on.
On Twitter, Julian Smith, the Northern Secretary, said, let's remember MLAs have been off work for 3 years at a cost of £15 million plus in salaries. There will be a new deal for Northern Ireland as it leaves the EU. There is also a UK budget in spring. £2 billion is the biggest ever Northern Ireland talk settlement and it addresses a number of key issues. Let's get on with it. Do they have any provision to raise their own money?
They have that capacity if they make difficult decisions, like if they start imposing water charges, prescription charges, but in some respects you'd be talking about petty cash there. But let me give you, say, two or three examples. Say, for instance, in health, down south we saw, say, difficult decisions that had to be taken about centres of excellence, closing smaller hospitals or limiting the amount of activity in smaller hospitals. Northern Ireland has not taken those kind of decisions. In legacy, Northern Ireland is looking for some, they don't know, is it £300 or £400 million to look at matters like investigating what happened in the past, inquests, etc., etc. And that could run to £300 or £400 million. And the Treasury is just saying, how long is this going to go on for? Then you take something like education. In education, you have, say, duplication of training colleges, orange and green traditions, the very same throughout the education sector. You have back pay issues of up to £200, maybe £300 million in education. And again, Treasury is saying, make the changes that will make the system more efficient. Conor Murphy's difficulty as finance minister is he sees him getting one-off money at the moment, but some of the expenditure that he will be committing to, like pay increases, will be recurring. So that's why he's playing such hardball. But in return, he's getting hardball back from Treasury.
Tommy, thank you. That's our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.